This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange arrived in Canberra on Wednesday after a hearing on the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Saipan. He pleaded guilty to violating U.S. espionage law in a deal that allowed him to head straight home to Australia. Reuters' Sean Hogan has more.
Arriving back home in Australia to applause in the open arms of his wife. After 14 years, his battle to avoid prison in the United States has concluded in a court on the remote US territory of Saipan just hours earlier. His wife Stella spoke with reporters.
It took millions of people. It took people working behind the scenes, people protesting on the streets for days and weeks and months and years.
She hoped one day Assange would be pardoned. In 2010, the group he founded, WikiLeaks, released tens of thousands of classified US military files detailing the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, along with thousands of diplomatic cables.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. Kenyan President William Ruto said he would not sign the finance bill that sparked violent clashes between police and protesters nationwide and left at least 23 people dead and dozens wounded.
On my own behalf and on behalf of these members and many other Kenyans, I send my condolences to the families of those who lost their loved ones in this very unfortunate manner.
Those who took to the streets said the bill would make the cost of living in Kenya too hard.
I concede, and therefore I will not sign, and it shall subsequently be withdrawn, and I have agreed with these members that that becomes our collective position.
It's a major victory for a week-old protest movement that grew from online condemnations to mass rallies.